All right, so we're continuing in Psachim, Mem Vav Am Beis. All right, so last week we were discussing the possibility in Tovas Anor Mamon. So now the Gemara wants, let's see if we can move into the next question. Let's see if that helps us at all with the next question, which is a very difficult problem. So now the Gemara says that no, really what? Really everybody agrees that Tovas Anor is not Mamon. The Hacha Behoil Kemiflegi. The Rebbe Eliezer Sovar Minan Hoil V'Iboy Itchalah Mamonahu. Mamonehu. Rebbe Yeshua Sovar Lo Arminan Hoil. Yeah. So what's this Svara? Difficult Svara. I mean, this idea of Hoil is very difficult. Right, I mean, ain't the davar sof. If you're gonna start calling things by potentials of what you could do with them, then ain't the davar sof. Right, I mean, how far ahead? How many possibilities do you? The idea itself is difficult to say. Just because it could be something, it is something. I mean, but doesn't that mean it's not? Oh, so ho means like this. So in this case, how does it work? Let's see, Rashi. What does Rashi say? Lo, dekuli alma tovas ano eino mama ubehovel kenifgi. Rabbi Eliezer sovar avra lemishem hoel vei boi mitchalala vehadrulativla vididehi. Okay, so what happens? In other words, the person takes. He has the challah. He has the isa, and he takes his mafresh challah. So the challah is really not his. The challah is not his. And the fact that he has the ability to take a davar mu'at, to give the challah to his favorite kohen, that's not, that we don't consider to be mamon. Nobody considers that to be mamon. Okay? So why should it be over by Yerubai Matzah? It's not his, and we don't say Tovas Anah is mamon. He's going to be chayev according to Rabbi Eliezer because if he wants to, he could be matir the neder. He could be matir the afrasha. He can undo the afrasha's challah. He can go to a chacham or to a beis din and say, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have been mafresh this challah. I want to undo the afrasha. And then the challah will return to its tevel. And tevel is his. The tevel is his. Right? So since he would undo it, it would be his. Da'al kol nedev hektish v'truma ha'kadosh ba'amiras peh yochol lishol l'chacham ulek or diburo. Because on anything, any neder or hektish or truma that is kadosh from amiras peh, anything that has the status of kedusha because of an amira, you can ask a chacham and be oker the designation. Hilkach mamonehu v'avar leha. So since he could go to a chacham and undo the shame chala, and it would return back to tevel, which was definitely his, right? Because that was the whole problem. He doesn't want to leave it. Nobody wants to leave it. That's tevel. That's the worst possibility. But since it could return to tevel, then it's considered like it's his. Right. Over alea mishum hoil v'iboy mitzvah v'hodro l'tivla v'didei. That's why he's over. He's over because he could be shoel and it would return back to his. And that's the machlokas. Right. And Rabbi Yoshua says, lo amrin hoil. Hilkach al chimutza ain't over. Yeah. All right. So Rashi goes through a secondary problem here. Secondary problem of the afia, but says we'll try to minimize hoils, right? Try to minimize the hoils. But just al pisara, what is the idea of hoil? What is the idea of hoil? So the Ran adds a very interesting fact, right? Interesting point. Wait, what daf is it on? Yeah. What's that? Tessa. Question is, if you have a Nachri's chametz, right? let's say, let's just simplify the case. In other words, basically, it's not, let's say it's the Nachri's Chametz. So, and Senior Rishus. So he says like this. Vim Tomar Kevin de Biyada Lifdo. So, notice it's the you made the Pikadon for the loan. And it's going to be Kanim Yachshav. Right? So then, if you don't pay it, it'll turn out you never owned it. Right? So he says, but you could be poda, you could give the Nachri the money and get back the chametz. Right? Amai lo choshev ki chametz shel Yisrael, kidarmin and gabi chala, demigu diboy mitchallah, kidi day dummy, lavrola vayiroya. So how come you don't say the same thing? Why don't you say, by the pikadon, that since if he wanted to, he could give the guy money and be poda, the chametz, and then it will be his. So it's like it's his, just like we say by the challah, that since if he wanted to, he could be shoel on the hafrasha, right? Ukadisa perakel overin. So what's the difference? In other words, his question is straightforward. If you're going to allow for, if you're going to judge the thing by what it could be based on your action. So what's the difference by saying the challah could turn back to a tevel if I'm mati or a neder, which is not such a simple thing. I mean, you got to find a chacham or a beis din. You got to have a pesach. It's not like a simple. It's not a sure type of a thing, right? I don't know if we did anything. We didn't do the sugi about the bechor on Yom Tov, but you might have come across it. Right, a similar question. If you have a bechor is born, yeah, we had the case. We had one case of them, right? That you consider the bechor you consider the bechor muksa because the Gemara says you're not sure. It's not considered daite allowed because you're not sure. How do you know you're going to find a chacham? How do you know there's going to be a mum? Oh, okay. So that was finding a chacham is not such a pasha thing. The fact that you can be mocked in the net is not such a pasha thing. So his question is, why can't you say the same thing over here? That I have the ability in my hand, and here it really is a clear ability of mine because it's a loan, right? I mean, if I pay back the guy, he's definitely gonna. It's not like chametz of a. It's not like saying, why aren't I chayev for the chametz in the Dunkin' Donuts because I could go into there and buy it. Here, it really is set up in a situation that if you would pay the money, it's already omit for that, right? So why don't we say the same thing over here? So what's his answer? Geish loma d'lo domi d'ilu chala lo mechsar ela dibura ba'alma avol hocha ha mechsara mamona lo amrinan bay ha'wil. So what's his answer? It says, over there, all that's lacking is Dibur. But here, it's lacking Mamon. So even Rabbi Eliezer, who holds from Ho'il, won't hold Ho'il when money has to change hands. He only holds Ho'il by a case of Dibur. All right, I mean, you have to say something here. Right? You have to say something here. I'll tell you an interesting thing. Just for your own, just to know it right now. I'm not going to take it up, but it's funny. Rashi at the end of the sugya, Rashi changes this girsa. He removes the girsa of Ho'ovi Boy Yitshalah because of this problem. So he doesn't like this answer. So it doesn't make sense to say a Ho'il if it's not yours. But all the other Rishonim keep the girsa. The Ran is trying to give an answer here. So what is the...
So what does he have as the reason for not holding?
He just says it has to do with the question of Mamon. And I think it's a question of the Afia. If you'll say Ho'il by the Afia. That's a secondary question of Ho'il by the Afia. We'll get to maybe at the end of the sugya. But... what do you say about the general idea of Ho'il over here and the Ron's answer to be mechalik between things that are totally on Yedibor and things that are totally on Mesiris Mamon?
Well,
name of D-Day coming from? All right, so just so theoretically, you have to answer this question. Where is the shame of D-Day coming from? Right? Is it coming from... So one proposal over here was that when you gave it away, when you made the truma, this is a special case because you made a truma, but you can undo it, right? And you can revert back to the way it was. So the doing of the truma itself always has that escape clause in it, right? Whenever you're giving truma, there's always that escape clause that I can undo it. So in that sense, it still has some sort of a shame of D-Day, right? But we're just trying to analyze that idea now. We're analyzing that proposition. So the problem, though, is you got to think about it like this. In other words, you're not saying that because you can undo it, it's not a doing, right? You're not saying it's not a giving of truma because you can undo it. Right? It's not like a get that has too many conditions attached to it. It's not like a get that we say, if it doesn't have krisis, then it's not a get. Right? It's not like we're saying a giving that has the ability to undo it is not a giving, because it definitely is truma. So you can't really say... It's difficult to say that the shame D-Day comes from a remnant of the past, because that would mean you didn't really fully do the giving. Now, the question is, when you gave it, was it a full 100% giving? Did it completely leave your rishus in terms of the nesina? Or is the nesina impaired somehow? Right? Problem is, if you're going to say the nesina is impaired, it doesn't seem like Nesina is something that could be subject to degree. Either you gave a Nesina, either you did a Nesina, or you didn't do a Nesina. Right? Can't say you did a Nesina that still makes it yours, that still maintains the shame of D-Day. Then it wasn't a good Nesina. So you're going to have to come around, I think, at some point and say the Nesina was good, but because, and the past is gone, okay, and in terms of the past, I totally removed it from my, in terms of, let's put it this way, the Maisa Nesina was completely effective. You can't impair the Maisa Nesina, because you can't have a partial Nesina. The Maisa Nesina was 100% effective. So in what way is it? If Nesina by definition means removing it from my rishus, so how can I say I did a 100% good Nesina and yet it still has some sort of a shame of D-Day? How? So you must say it's because of something I can do in the future. And let's put it this way. It's not getting the shame D-Day because of a remnant from the past. It's getting a shame D-Day because of a possibility in the future. Then it's not a contradiction. In other words, if it's getting the shame D-Day by the very Nesina itself, that the Nesina itself was lacking, then you're trying to make a middle ground between giving. Trying to say there's a full giving, there's a no giving, and then there's a giving where it still has some sort of identity of yours. Trying to make a third Nesina. Trying to make a third category. Right? Which seems difficult to me. And doesn't seem like that's what it's... especially not the Lashon of Ran. And Ran doesn't seem to care about this idea. He seems to only care about this bepeh.
Aren't you not going to get out of the problem, though?
I will get out of the problem. Might not make any sense, but... No, you get out of the problem. It's only a contradiction if you're going to... If it's from the very Nesina itself. If the Nesina, at the same time, is considered to be giving and retaining. But if you say, I gave it 100%, right? But because of this unique situation... All I have to do is an amira, and I can get it back. The uniqueness of this situation is that it's only tali on amira that gets it back to me. Normally, I can't change things in the future with words alone. Normally, I have to change things in the future with action. This whole setup is only important because it gives me the ability to change the future with amira. But I gave it away completely, yet with amira I can get it back. So the Maisa Nesina was a 100% good Maisa Nesina, and in Toras Nesina it was completely out of my rishus. But there's another reason that I can get it back, and that ability in the future gives me some shame of D-Day now.
So
I'm saying it doesn't make sense to go by Nesina, because Nesina either was a Nesina or not a Nesina. Oh, so you're going to answer me? No, of course the Nesina was a good Nesina. But there's a way to undo it. Oh, can you please tell me when that might occur? In the future. Okay, fine. So then we're on board. It has to be completely from the future.
But you must say that if there had to be a past event, or else nothing would be able to happen in the future.
No, I could have been born without this challah. I could have been born without this challah. And laws of halacha could have been different, and amira might have been enough to allow me to acquire it. The point is, all to me, the only thing that's important is that I don't have it now, but say the word and it's mine. That's the only thing that's important to me.
In terms of the Nesina itself, so he's designated it as Truma, but it's not like he's given it to a Kohen or anything like that.
It doesn't matter, but everybody agrees being mafresh the truma makes it not yours. In terms of that question alone, it definitely does not exist as mine. And it's not the chametz that the Torah says you're over for.
Right, but I'm saying it doesn't exist as yours in a primary sense, but... You know, over here, maybe you don't need it, like, in the Dabar HaKadosh.
The Maisa... Listen, this is the only point that I'm disagreeing on. Okay? It happens to be your only point, too. I'm saying you can't... I don't like to say this, that... Because of a possibility in the future, okay, that itself makes the Nesina an inferior Nesina. That's what I'm arguing against. It's not because of a thing in the future that undermines my Nesina that makes it mine. Because then we have to evaluate the Nesina in one way right now. You're telling me now, therefore this is a Nesina that's not absolute. Okay, but does it qualify as a Nesina or not? Is this Hafrashas Chala? I'm using the term Nesina, even though I'm not going to go on, just figuratively, out of your Rishus, I mean. Is this a good Nesina or not? That's what I was telling you before. I can understand by Croesus, you'll tell me, if there are a certain amount of barriers to her free, for her to, if there are too many barriers to her freedom, then it's not a Croesus. And the certain limitations, there is a Croesus. But we have to evaluate the operation of Croesus right now. Either it's good or it's not good. It's not like a half a Croesus. I understand. But over here too is the question. Is it a Nesina or is it not a Nesina? You have to evaluate it right now. If you're going to tell me an impairment in the Nesina, I can understand if you tell me too many strings attached to the Nesina don't make it a Nesina. That I can understand. Okay? But... The point is you're trying to make the whole thing tuloy on impairing the Maisa Nesina itself. The future event is only a gilui that the nesina itself was inferior. Right? But my question still is, was that nesina a good enough nesina to take it out of your rishus or not? Did you really give it or did you not give it? Did you give it to the rishus of Hekdesh or did you not give it to the rishus of Hekdesh? I can understand, you'll tell me, too many strings is not considered giving. So then it's yours, it's completely yours. And they're not arguing about that. Nobody holds it's yours. But if you're going to tell me that we don't look to the future except to validate or invalidate the nesina, then you have to have either it's valid or it's invalid. I'm telling you this. My way of going is different. The nesina is 100% good. There's no question the nesina is good. And we're never going to go back and we're not going to say the nesina was not really a good nesina. What makes it D-Day? What makes it like it's yours? A unique ability that you have in the future. You still relate to this cheftza of chala in a certain sense like it's yours because in a certain way you have the ability to actually make it yours. The ability to actually make it yours in a certain sense makes it like it is yours. It just happens to be a quirk of the case that the way it makes it yours is by undoing the nesina. That's not relevant. It's not an impairment of the nesina that makes it like it's yours. It's an ability in the future that makes it like it's yours. That's why the Ron says the only chilik between our case and the case of Hilva is the future mechanism. It has to be only if the future mechanism is Dibur. If the future mechanism is Maisa, then we don't look at it that way. But it's not relevant that you get it by undoing. That's not relevant. See, what's illogical to me is, I'm not saying, what's troublesome to me is to say that the nesina is what's taking it out of your rishus, and it's the lack of nesina that's still making it like it's yours. Right? Then you're just changing your perspective and you're saying the nesina is good and the nesina is no good. I'm saying the nesina is good, but there's another thing that makes it like it's yours.
Okay, so what
So what's interesting about the way the Gemara treats Hohil is it treats it very universally. That's what's surprising. You wouldn't think that this Hohil has anything to do with a Hohil about Isser Malacha and Yom Tov. But the Gemara says the same thing. The Gemara tries. Not 100% clear. The Gemara tries. The Rif holds the same thing. Whatever. That's hopefully we'll get to that question of the Psak. But it's very tempting to say, oh, this is a special Bayiwa Bayimotze question. But it's not. The Gemara just says, is Tovasana Mamon or not Mamon? Doesn't say everybody agrees it's not Mamon. But it's chametz more chomer. Everybody agree. You know what I mean? They're just laying it very. It goes very universal. Either it's mamon. It's always going to be mamon, or it's not going to be mamon. Either hoel is some phenomenon, or hoel is not some phenomenon. If hoel is a phenomenon, the Gemara runs through all kinds of cases. Goes through a case in Pesachim. What if a guy was an orel? Do you say, well, he could have got an amila? Would Rabbi and Chista argue about that too? Do you say if I can't cook for tomorrow? Do you say, well, since people could show up, it's the same thing? The Gemara tries to universalize. It is an interesting thing. The Gemara seems to take the opposite approach that I would think should be taken. Right now, instead of trying to minimize every Kiddush, they take the approach at first to universalize the Kiddush. You know what I mean? And then show me why it's not universal. You know what I mean? It's interesting. You would think you should try to get say the least about the thing. But they don't. The Gemara says, if you're going to see, you're going to say Hohil, then Hohil is a universal thing. But, that's why if you're going to try to limit it to a specific case of where you happen to be able to undo something that you did, that's not the derech that the It's not what the Ran is saying, and it's not the Derech of the Shas thing. And I just think it's difficult, logically. I think it's difficult. You're trying to find a middle ground between giving.
I don't see why it's so pashut. Like, what would you say over there?
In other words, when in this giving, right? So they're asking me, why do you have to break all your ties with it? You are breaking all your ties with it. What tie are you not breaking? Tell me, what tie are you not breaking? The fact that you could do something in the future and get it back? Every time I give something away, I have that ability. A little bit already. Now, as you guys are learning, it's like a shadow of an ownership over here. Since I could undo it and really own it, lemafreya, then I can't. Then I'm existing now, not owning it, but I could equally exist owning it. So that itself is like in an alternate universe, I own it. So that's somewhat like still owning it. No, that's not what you're saying. I'm sorry. But still, so according to me, what's the svara though? What's the svara? See, according to you, it makes more sense. That's the thing. According to your way has more appeal because it makes sense to say you're tying it to something that has to do with whether I would really be owning it now. Right? I sort of could really be owning it now. So that's sort of like I never really gave it, in a certain sense, like I never really gave it. So then it makes sense to say why you could sort of be chayev. You know what I mean? I'm saying the sensibility of it, it's more sensibility driven. I'm just saying technically I don't think it works out. But you're giving a better reason why you could say that I should be chayev now. Because there's some real reality. There could be a reality now. Right? But in my way, it's more difficult because right now I'm saying it's not based on, right now I don't own it at all. But because of something I can do in the future, it's like I have an ownership of it now. But that ownership in the future has nothing to do with what I have now. That's just possibilities. That's just possibilities. So why should possibilities make me chayev? You're saying, you're trying to get out of that problem. You understand? You're trying to avoid that problem. You're saying this is not just stom possibilities. This is something that would actually make me own it this second in a full 100% way. Right? So it's more satisfying in that sense. But I think it has a difficulty. But anyway, so the question is, if you're going to go my way, what sense does it make to say, ho will, you could do something... It's like it's yours now.